At this point, I have a couple of articles that I read about this last week. It's been a most interesting week for me. I had a battle with IRS. They said I owed $48,000, and by the time I finished this argument with them, they owed me $13. Legitimate. But you should have been in on the argument. I mean, it was glorious. H&R Block and myself on one side, the division director of collections on the other end of the phone, and he started out being very angry, and at the very end, he was as mild as could be. It was just like the attitude completely went from aggression down to, oh, we owe you.
Good for you.
Anyway, in light of that, I'm going to put on a little bit of a play act here. Imagine me kind of like a drill sergeant out there at Camp Pendleton. And the first article has to do with rules for being human. You will receive a body. You may like it or hate it, but it will be yours for as long as you live. How you take care of it or fail to take care of it can make an enormous difference in the quality of your life. You will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time school called Life, with a capital L. Each day, you will be presented with opportunities to learn what you need to know. The lessons presented are often completely different from those you think you need. THINK is in caps here. There are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error and experimentation. You can learn as much from failure as you can from success. A lesson is repeated until it is learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learned it. When you have learned it, as evidenced by a change in your attitude and behavior, then you can go on to the next lesson. Learning lessons does not end. There is no stage of life that does not contain some lessons. As long as you live, there will be something more to learn. There is no better than here. When your there has become a here, you will obtain another there that will, again, look better than your here. Don't be fooled by believing that the unattainable is better than what you have. Others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects something you love or hate about yourself. When tempted to criticize others, ask yourself why you feel so strongly. What you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. Remember that through desire, goal setting, and unflagging effort, you can have anything you want. Persistence is the key to success. The answers lie within you. The solutions to all of life's problems lie within your grasp. All you need to do is ask, look, listen, and trust. And you will forget all this. Unless you consistently stay focused on the goals you have set for yourself, everything you've just heard won't mean a thing. Desiderata. This was found on a tombstone in Old St. Paul's Church, Baltimore, Maryland, with a date of 1692. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affectation. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful, strive to be happy. Okay, I will end it at that point. I'm going to leave this here just in case we need to go on. Okay. And I'll leave my harmonica here too. I'm coming back.
My neighbor.
This is from our Science of Mind publication. The golden rule, as most know it, comes from the Gospel of Matthew, and it is usually rendered non-biblically as, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Confucius said much the same thing 6 centuries earlier, and some principle of ethical reciprocity is found the world over. Let's take special note of the first word, do. It does not say in translation, wait to see what others do, then decide how to react. The principle is proactive rather than reactive, potent instead of passive. Once again, we find those folks from the distant past knew a thing or two about spiritual law. We set causes in motion and then experience effects. If we deal with effects only, causes never change, and we get to keep batting away the same effects in different disguises. In the pages of this magazine, we are exhorted to think, feel, be, and go do something. What is it we shall do? That's a matter of individual choice, since there's no one thing we all ought to be doing except maybe giving and receiving love. And in our way, each of us is already doing that. So we have a whole world in front of us, ready for our altruistic service to it. Maybe we will give that on a massive scale through some grand philanthropy, or closer to home with families, friends, and neighbors. But let us withhold ourselves no longer.
Thank you. Be careful. Now, we've been carrying on as best we can. We had no clue that anybody has come. I don't know if you've come to speak or what, because I wasn't informed. So if
no problem.
It seems like we're walking over you, it's because hey, we didn't know about
no
you.
No problem. You're beautiful.
No, you, I'm not beautiful. I'm
you
not
are. You're sharing a wonderful philosophy here, and you're living a philosophy, and you're radiating it in everything you say. You're beautiful.
Well, thank you, but this does not make me feel beautiful, because we should. Denise is so good about doing things and not letting people know. Now, if you are supposed to do a sermon or what, then
I've got one for you.
Then did you? Is that okay? That
oh yes. Yeah.
Okay. So because we've had a time getting it together, and so. If you go ahead, and I'll sit down because I don't have anything.
Thank you very much.